So before, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo indulges in this beautiful flat white produced by Miguel Latte Art, champion of Spain, 2 years in a row, 2012 and 2013. I have to describe, really, that space here at Talkhouse Coffee. It is absolutely lovely. Now, I think the pièce de résistance is definitely the counter. It is at a beautiful height. You can really engage with the barista. And it's got a beautiful Cinesa in white, attracting immediately. It's got sandwiches, it's got cupcakes, it's got freshly baked things just at the entrance as well. And there's a lovely counter. You can actually sit at the counter, and it's probably more for the brew bar, because there again, you've got all the equipment for the brew bar ready. And then it's a bit like a corridor. It just goes on a little further, and then you've got another table at the very end. You can go through a few kind of open doors, and right at the back you've got another room with a few tables, and one table in particular has got a lovely design of flowers in the middle, and it's just a lovely space, a bit of music playing in the background. Today's Wednesday, it's obviously not as busy as it is on a weekend. Because on a weekend, Portobello Road and all around here is just heaving. And I'm sure this place will be just the same heaving, because there is beautiful coffee here. So I'm still going to put, of course, my lips to this lovely coffee. I'm going to disturb that beautiful canvas that Miguel drew for me. And just have a sip of the Cult of Dawn version 11. In fact, I'm excited because tomorrow I'll go and see Richard Shannon again at Workshop Coffee. Oh, wow. This is the sweetest, sweetest coffee. It is just delicious. And I think, have you put a single shot in there?
Yeah.
There's a single shot here. How much gram would that yield then, the single shot? Because I saw you have the scales as well. How much gram fluid?
Around 18 grams.
About 18 grams, okay, a single shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the dosing itself, how much?
The grind,
yeah? Yeah, or the grind 18. And the yield?
Around 15 grams.
About 15, so 18 to 15. Wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, you just said you also do serve a double shot in a flat white if people want to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of let the coffee come through even more. But this is extremely sweet, so pleasant, so smooth, so soft. It's very well balanced. Now, I also noticed, Miguel, that you've got other coffees here as well that people can have, what, as a filter coffee? And you only serve the Cult of Dawn in the machine?
Yeah, for espresso, yes.
And we have from 2 to 4 different filter coffees for Aeropress.
Okay.
Our manager won the UK Aeropress Championship two times ago.
What?
Yeah.
When?
In the London Coffee Festival.
What, this year?
Yeah, yeah.
She won this year? Ah.
She's right now in Melbourne.
Oh, my God, you got two champions here at Talkhouse Coffee. I tell you what, you got to come down here, get a few tips, drink amazing coffees.
Yeah.
So what's her name again?
Her name?
Yes.
Isabel Berchagin.
So where is she from? What country?
She's from Belgium.
From Belgium. Wow, the Belgians are coming and winning the British championships in Aeropress. Isn't that impressive? Okay, well, I've got to come back when she is around there, because I love the Aeropress as well. I have a few at home, and I also test and review various coffees. So, wow, Talkhouse Coffee, definitely the place to be. But stay tuned, because very soon I'm going to catch up with... head barista, her name is Anise?
Elise.
Elise is from America, I think, is it? No, Canada?
Canada.
Ah, you see? I'm better with my coffees than my accents, I think. Canada, okay. Well, stay tuned, because I'm going to chat to Elise in a minute. She's having a break, having a coffee as well. What's your poison then, Elise? Let's just carry on this here. We've got enough time. What's your poison?
What's my poison?
Yes.
What's my favorite drink?
Yes.
I probably like this, the single shot 5 ounce.
The single shot?
Traditional cappuccino style.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much milk in there?
So it's a single shot in a 5 ounce cup, so 4 ounces of milk and 1 ounce of coffee.
So you call this a cappuccino?
Yeah.
Ah, so flat white is not in your lingo.
We don't talk about flat whites in Canada. I was very confused when I came here. I don't think most English people know what a flat white is either, so.
Well, it's the New Zealanders and the Aussies, isn't it? Yeah.
It's true.
So you more go by ounces then and kind of ratio?
I go by ratio in my head. I think about, it's like I love gin and tonic, and I think about how much tonic do I like with my gin.
Yes.
So how much milk do I like with my espresso? Sometimes I would just want an espresso.
Sure.
Sometimes I want kind of a milky drink, something just to sip on for a while.
Sure.
Sometimes I want just a little bit, just to take the edge off.
Mm. So what about temperature? I'm very precise on what temperature I like. What's yours?
I think I used to just like tease guys that I worked with in Canada because I called it the tepid bathwater temperature.
Okay.
Which
right.
is a little bit too cool for me, which seems to be kind of a barista temperature. It's just like a little bit cooler.
Okay.
I like my cappuccino cooler, but not like tepid bathwater temperature.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, we got to do another Brew with Elise, so we're coming to an end of this one. So stay tuned because Coffee Mama Jumbo is going to stay here for a little while longer.